Thank you for calling DNS Sales, Western Mule Cranes. Please stay on the line for the next available representative.
Good morning, this is Vernon.
Hey Vernon, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Just fine.
Hey, the reason for my call is I'm actually following up on a pre-approved offer we sent out to you guys. It's in regards to financing done with Bank of America. Just seeing, you know, how's business going, what's in the pipeline that may need some financing around there.
Well, taxes will be coming up before long.
Yeah, I got the section 179 coming up.
Yeah. maybe we need a whole bunch of money just to buy a new politician.
You know, oh man, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Get a sub.
Other people buy them.
Right. Can't we? Oh, that's going to take a lot of money, though. I don't know if we have enough money in the bank for that one.
Well, Hillary does.
Yeah. This is very true. This is a very scary time, man.
She knows how to get it.
Oh man,
there's something wrong with this whole picture. I don't know what it is yet, but gonna have to get me a quicker camera to get some pictures before they get developed.
It's pretty sad that the only thing we can do is laugh it off. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I hear you.
That and a cold beer helps at night.
Very true. I try to have at least one every night for ease my pain.
Yeah, I'm trying to save the water.
Save water, drink beer, dude. Of course.
Yeah, but then it comes out, you water the lawn afterwards. But as far as getting back to serious stuff, right now I don't see anything that we'll be doing that will be expanding or anything like that or needing any additional cash, but keep us in mind in case we do.
Okay, are you still working with Bank of America?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it with a line of credit or a business loan?
Both.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're not trying to replace any, relationships you have with banks. We're like a secondary funding kind of thing, just in case, you know, we do your traditional equipment financing for, you know, a mid to single digit rate. But we also do working capital over here. Would you be able to tell me how much gross annual sales you do, like a rough estimate?
Around $2 million.
$2 million. All right. Well, typically we're able to free up anywhere from 10 to 15% off $2 million. So you know, if anywhere from 200 to 250 or 300,000. Something to keep in mind if you ever get in a pinch or you want to expand your marketing or need it for payroll or you need like a lot of cases of beer. You know, we could.
if that's the case, I'll invite you over.
Yeah. Oh man, that's a good time right there. But yeah, is there a good email I could just send you some info just in case something were to change?
Just send it to our company one, cranes@westernmule.com, and attach it to Keith.
Keith is your finance guy? Okay.
Yeah, he's a treasurer.
Cool. How's business going? Are you guys staying busy?
Yeah, if we could keep people hired.
Mm-hmm. I want to work. Is it going to be kind of depending on who gets elected up here, or does that not really affect anything?
No, it won't affect us, because we deal throughout the United States.
Okay.
So it's not going to affect us so much.
Right. Do you normally sell to individuals or consumer businesses? Commercial businesses, I mean, sorry.
We wholesale out, but we do sell some direct where we
okay.
own dealers.
Do you typically... Do you do in-house financing, or do you refer to any third-party financiers?
Most of ours, anything big, they do it their own, the companies that we sell to. And
okay.
Our product is a low-end product that typical is below, 10,000 and below.
Okay. Well, the good thing is... you know, I was trying to see if I could help your company out directly, but if I could help them indirectly, that would be great too. You know, if you ever wanted to refer to us, to one of your business, we do only business owner lending, you know, small to medium sized businesses. So kind of like in the realm of how much your product will cost. The great thing about us, then rather than using a traditional bank, is we're able to get 24-hour approval with 48-hour funding. And so, and it's a really easy one-page application. And so that's something, you know, is good for you to get the money to them so, you know, in the end can come to you.
Well, one of the bad things is if we finance a piece of our equipment, which are cranes, they go on a vehicle that's leased by somebody else, and then you start having who's got title to it.
Oh, no, it would be, we would finance, you know, the owner, and so we would only be dealing with them. You would just simply have to refer them to us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that something that is a possibility? I can send you the vendor email?
No, just we probably maybe get one a year that asks.
Oh, for financing? Oh, okay.
And a lot of
not a big deal.
A lot of times they just put it on their credit card and do it that
right.
way.
Right. That makes sense. Well, is there a typical time during the year that you'd look to do your financing?
Whenever there's a need for it.
Yeah, as need basis. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, we right don't, because ours is not seasonal. Because
right.
we deal in so many different areas in other countries.
Okay. Oh, you guys go international?
Yeah, well, we got Canada, Mexico, and we're getting into Africa now, too.
Oh, really?
Countries.
Interesting. And how is a return like that when you have to send it out?
It's all prepaid before it leaves here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
nothing cross the border if we don't have our money.
Yeah, I see. I'm actually looking on your website right now. It's really interesting. I've never seen like a crane attached to a back of a truck like that. Is it you guys?
It's a bumper.
It's a bumper?
It's a bumper with a crane built into it.
Oh, wow. Are you guys the only ones who do something like that? You guys have a patent on that?
Not a patent. It was patented by somebody who never built one.
Oh, man.
Down in Los Angeles.
So, wait, you have to pay him royalty?
Nope. They never did anything with it. And we couldn't patent it because they had it.
But you're not, like, infringing on their patent?
Concept. Nope.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, that's good for you,
yep.
Say the very least. But yeah, let me wrap up this email. You know, just keep us in mind and anything comes up in the future that, you know, may require some
very
capital awesome. Or some equipment.
Very good.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you,
Brandon. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Of course. And I hope you too. Bye.
Bye.